Welcome to FedScoop Radio, and now your host, David Stegen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to FedScoop Radio for Monday, June 3rd, 2013. I am your host, David Stegen. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Didn't know if you had any time off still. I guess you probably used it all over Memorial Day weekend, so probably just a regular weekend for you, but the weather was just fantastic. I don't know about where you live. I'm just starting to hear the cicadas. I went out of my house over the weekend and heard them doing their thing out in the woods near where I live, so I don't know if they've hit you yet, but they're hitting me. Lots of great stuff for you to check out on FedScoop.com, especially from our two new reporters, Corey Bennett and Colby Hockmuth. They have been doing some great work. Corey went out to the AFCEA DC luncheon, had an Intel acquisition panel, so he has a great write-up from that for you to check out. And Colby has been working hard as well. She had a great story the other day about Twitter and how politicians use it both for good and for bad. So those guys are off to a great start. Make sure to follow them on their Twitter accounts. You can find those on FedScoop.com and email them with any story ideas. They're both doing some great work and really interested in seeing the stories they've come across. On my end, I had a lot of stuff going on Friday for you to check out. One interesting one came from the Office of Federal Procurement Policy and Joe Jordan. Joe is actually going to be speaking at our Lowering the Cost of Government with IT event later this year for you federal acquisition folks out there. Joe said in a blog post that the Obama administration will be proposing some legislation. I guess not proposing or introducing. I forget how all that stuff works. They are going to be telling Congress that they need legislation to put a cap on contractor reimbursements. Under the current plan, certain types of contracts, contractors get reimbursed for executive salaries, bonuses, and some other costs, and that number keeps going up and up and up, and it's almost going to be up to $1 million this coming year. Instead of having that number tied to other private sector CEOs and executives, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy wants that tied to the president's salary. So that number will be held a little more in check. It won't be seeing the growth that has been going on the last couple years. Since that law was introduced actually in the mid-90s, it's grown about 300% in that time and is really growing rapidly in the last couple years. So we have that whole story from Joe up on FedScoop.com. Also some great stuff. So don't want to take up too much of your time. Remember, we have Fed Talks. It's just a week and a half away, June 12th at the Arena Stage at the Mead American Theater. That's going to be a great event. Have a fantastic lineup for that. We're going to have that commercial from Goldie if you stay tuned. And also we're going to be back tomorrow with the Fed OSS guys. I always want to call it Fed OSS, but I guess it is Fed OSS. They're going to have a great podcast tomorrow. So I want to thank everybody for listening. For FedScoop Radio, this is David Stegen. See you Wednesday.